Ballinamuck est un site historique important qui peut surprendre de nombreux visiteurs sur ce sentier. Pourquoi ? C'est le site de la dernière grande bataille livrée sur le sol irlandais. Vous devriez vous trouver au milieu du village au 98 Hall, où vous verrez un canon et une statue. Sur le parking, vous trouverez de nombreuses informations sur la bataille. La bataille s'est déroulée entre les forces françaises et britanniques suite à un débarquement des forces françaises, sous les ordres du général Humbert qui avait débarqué à Mayo avec sa force d'environ 1000 hommes en août 1798, s'attendant à ce que des milliers d'Irlandais se rallient à son groupe, ce qui ne fut pas le cas malgré les assurances données. Cependant, après une victoire à Castlebar, des centaines d'Irlandais se rallieraient à la cause, comme l'explique Pat Donnelly, expert local, mais ils étaient mal équipés.
The militia that broke ranks to the Irish, they would be trained men. But there was a lot of them, their heart was in it, but they had no training. And they were handed on a crash course with weapons in a couple of minutes to learn how to fire them. A lot of them never even fired a shotgun. So they nearly shot themselves. Very dangerous. And believe it or not, a lot of them went out with, they had pikes, but they had pitchforks and they had everything, even their bare hands to fight. That's how trained they were. The French were really disappointed with them. And first and foremost, this great 100,000 never appeared. And the few that did appear, they were ill-trained, hadn't a clue. And that's why that Humbert negotiated with Captain Jobbett, Colonel MacDonald and General Blake. They were the men that tried to mobilise them and tried to get some bit of discipline on them, because they never was in an entrenched warfare. And you see, the realities of it is the Battle of Ballinamuck happened more by accident than design. It wasn't designed to happen in Ballinamuck.
La bataille s'est déroulée le 8 septembre 1798 entre les forces britanniques dirigées par Lord Cornwallis et le général Lake. Avec près de 30 000 hommes, les Français et les Irlandais étaient largement supérieurs en nombre. Les forces britanniques avaient suivi de près Humbert dans sa progression vers l'est.
Humbert set out for Granard from Clun on the morning of the 8th of September. Just as they were about to leave, they found out that the chains of the cannon were missing. So that they improvised, which meant it delayed them longer. To substitute the chains, they made ropes made of flax. And this delayed their departure. The Franco-Irish, as they called them, that was French / Irish, departed Clun, but they went in different routes. And again, that disrupted them. And a point to note here as well, their footwear, it was the same size fits all. There was size 8, 9 and 10, and you could wear, and there was no such thing as a right boot or a left boot. They were all the same make. You could put the left one on the right if it suited you, and if it didn't, and it cut the feet off them as well. Everything was slowing them down. Right, the first shots were fired on Kilcreave Hill. When they did, Sarrazin, the French officer, whom I said earlier on was in negotiations with a surrender, he surrendered right away, which I have my own doubts about. So the French / Irish were strung out a mile because they got confused, as I said, and they had to cross fields to catch up with their... There's two routes which people out there would not be familiar with when they come from Clun. There is two roads to a place there called the Nailor's Cross. People look at, will not know what it is, but they come from two directions and to join forces. And in between, the English were really, really closing in on them, and he surrendered with a couple of hundred of his men. And that really cut down the force. So Humbert had gone ahead, and he was scanning the terrain because he knew that he could not keep going. So he scanned the terrain and he seen Shanmullagh Hill. And where his point for Shanmullagh Hill was to get into the village and get up on the highest ground, but they closed in on him. So prior to going up to the village, he took a left turn up the hill at a place called Cassidy's Lane on the east side of Ballinamuck. And he got in there. Now, General Blake and two other 100 men, which included McGee and Casey, went through to Ballinamuck. Now the English followed them, and they set up their wagon at where the church is now, and they had an ammunition wagon there, and they were with their guns, and they were concentrated their fire on Blake. So Blake moved on to the hill with Humber. General Blake went on to the hill and he said he'd help them up, but little did he know that the surrender was taking place at that time. So the Irish, being naive, thought, you know, when the French surrendered and they took the sword from Humber, that they would get the same. So what they done was they charged them, they massacred them.
La bataille a donc été en fait assez courte. Elle s'est terminée en 2 ou 3 heures environ. Environ 500 Français et Irlandais gisent morts sur le champ de bataille. Le général Blake, qui dirigeait les forces irlandaises, a été pendu. Pat Donnelly explique à nouveau.
General Blake was hanged. They placed a monument and it's signposted actually where General Blake was hanged. General Blake was hanged at the time it was a place called Jack Griffin's, but it's McKenna's Barn, that's where it was. He was hanged and he was waked in McKenna's Barn and buried at 4 o'clock in the morning. When they were waking him, they went over to Tubber Patrick Graveyard and dug the grave and had rushes, bushes and everything cut to obscure it in case, because the British were scouring. Do you see, it wasn't enough to kill or hang General Blake. Like the Indian, they wanted the trophy, they wanted his head, they wanted him. It wasn't that he was taken out, they wanted to have General Blake. So they buried him at 4 o'clock in the morning, they carried him across country and buried him at 4 o'clock in the morning.
L'une des histoires qui a émergé de la bataille est celle de l'artilleur Magee et de son héroïsme. Lui et un autre artilleur appelé Casey avaient acquis 2 canons de 6 livres et attaqué la cavalerie de la couronne. Cependant, ils se sont vite retrouvés à court de munitions et ont utilisé tous les missiles de fortune qu'ils ont pu rassembler, y compris des marmites et des bouilloires en fonte. La crosse du canon de Magee a fini par être endommagée. On dit que 3 rebelles se sont portés volontaires pour soulever le chariot afin que le canon puisse être tiré, ce qui en a tué un. Ils furent probablement les derniers à être maîtrisés sur le champ de bataille. Les Français ont été traités comme des prisonniers de guerre, bien traités, et emmenés à Dublin pour un éventuel rapatriement en France. Mais pas les Irlandais, dont beaucoup ont été exécutés. En ce qui concerne les Français, on peut lire un rapport dans le Dublin Journal de Faulkner du 15 septembre.
On Thursday evening last, the French troops captured at Ballinamuck were brought to Dublin under strong escort. The officers, attended by servants, were lodged at the Mail Coach Hotel on Dawson Street. Curiosity has been excited by their arrival, and the street opposite the hotel was through the whole day crowded by spectators.
En revanche, les Piquets ont été massacrés, et beaucoup de ceux qui ont été capturés ont été exécutés par la suite. Certains ont été exécutés dans un endroit connu localement sous le nom de Bully's Acre, dans le village de Ballinally. Ce site peut être visité à l'arrêt 9 Ballinally. Le folklore raconte que des femmes se rendaient sur le champ de bataille le lendemain matin pour récupérer les corps de leurs hommes tués pendant ou après la bataille. Les corps étaient écrasés au point d'être méconnaissables, apparemment par la cavalerie, et les seuls moyens dont elles disposaient pour identifier leurs proches étaient les chaussettes filées à la main qu'ils portaient. Les forces britanniques se sont ensuite lentement répandues dans la République de Connacht, tenue par les rebelles, tuant tout rebelle présumé et brûlant toute maison rencontrée. Le point culminant est atteint le 23 septembre, lorsque Killala Comayo a été prise d'assaut et reprise au prix de nombreux massacres. Si le temps le permet, vous pouvez faire la promenade historique de Shanmulag Hill, qui suit les principaux points de la bataille. Votre prochain arrêt sera Moyne. Faites attention à l'école latine de Moyne sur la droite, après un grand virage sur la route.